I'm Steve Ashley, and on this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'm featuring the Wurlitzer that started life in the ABC Regal Kingston, and which is now in the Musical Museum Brentford. But first, a track from its original location. Recorded in 1936, this is Harold Ramsey and the 12th Street Rag. Regal, possibly one of the ugliest British cinemas from the outside, opened in 1932, complete with a 12-unit Wurlitzer that had originally been designed for the residence of a Chicago millionaire. But the interior of the theatre was designed in Art Deco style by noted architect Robert Crombie and decorated in delightful pastel shades. In 1936, County Cinemas sold the building to Union, which itself got into financial difficulties and sold again to Associated British Cinemas in 1938. During its Union ownership in 1937, Sydney Torch recorded this delightful Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh ballad, Where Are You? Thank you. The Wurlitzer was removed in 1972 and reinstalled in a drafty old decommissioned church in Brentford, Middlesex, otherwise known as the Musical Museum, which by rare good fortune had similar acoustics to the Regal. The organ was housed in two specially constructed chambers on the floor of the church, which projected the sound up towards the high ceiling, and a number of recordings were made there by the Regal's most famous resident organist, Joseph Seal, who was also musical director for the ABC chain from 1951. Warsaw Concerto, Richard Adinsell's music from the 1941 film Dangerous Moonlight, played by Joseph Seal on the Brentford Wurlitzer. Back in the 1970s, I volunteered some of my spare time to the Musical Museum and was allowed to record some of the concerts on the Wurlitzer that were presented there from time to time. One such event was in 1975, which I recently transferred from analog tape to digital. This is Harry Warren's Home in Pasadena, copyrighted in 1923, with the late David Hamilton at the three-manual console.
Thank you.
was a rather oddly titled composition by Joseph Seal called New Rad, played by David Shepherd on the Brentford Musical Museum Wurlitzer in 1982. After many years of suffering the winter cold and damp in the old church premises, the museum gained a brand new building in 2008. It was custom designed and built just down the street from the old premises, and it was financed by government and lottery fund grants. The Wurlitzer is now housed on a lift that rises from the stage of a large function room, complete with wood floor for dancing. As you'll hear on this next track of Cruising Down the River by Len Rawl, the sound has changed very little. Cruising Down the River by Nellie Tollerton and Ellie Beadle, winners of the 1945 BBC Songwriting Contest, Len Rawl playing the Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum. Back to the old church location and a delightful ballad from Dudley Savage. Composed by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren in 1938 for the film Going Places, here's Say It With a Kiss. In 2010, Simon Gledhill teamed up with the New Foxtrot Serenaders to record some tracks in the vein of The Organ, The Dance Band and Me, complete with a vocal refrain by the band's leader, Graham Wright. The resulting CD contained an all-too-few 8 tracks, but it's hoped to record more at some time to make up the shortfall. This song was first introduced in the UK by the great Gracie Fields in 1929, singing in the bathtub.
Bathtub, happy once again, watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain, singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope, you can sing with feeling while feeling for the soap. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for the towel, ready for a rub, everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Now that's jazz.
That's all for today's Hot Pipes, which featured the 12-unit Wurlitzer from the Regal Cinema, then Union, then Regal again in Kingston-upon-Thames, now residing in the Musical Museum, Brentford, Middlesex. The venue holds regular special events and dances, and the Automatic Instruments collection is one of the finest in the world. I heartily recommend a visit if you're in the Kew Bridge area. Until next week, when I'll be visiting the glorious Fox Theatre, Atlanta, Georgia, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now.